Bamatia Berk, Gimel Mishnavava, Mafkid Peris Eitzel Chavero. Person puts his Peris by his friend to watch. Afilo Hein Avudin, Lo Yigabahan. The person that's watching, let's call him Shimon, even if he sees that the fruits are starting to get destroyed by either mice or they're rotting away, Lo Yigabahan, he shouldn't touch them, meaning he shouldn't sell them. Why? The Rav says a person would rather have his own, Rotsa Adam Kavshlo, Mitisha Kavin Shal Chavero. Rather have one kav of his own than nine kav of his friend, because the person works hard for his own stuff. He'd rather have less of his own stuff than get something from somebody else. By the way, the one and the nine is just an exaggeration, like the Gemara says, Taisus Yonta brings, because we're going to soon see that it's not actually true. There is a shear, and it's not that big of a difference between yours and somebody else's. You would rather have somebody else's if it's nine times. That's just an exaggeration. But the point is, you'd rather have your own, with all things being equal. Therefore, don't sell it. You can let it rot a little bit. Mishim Begamliel says he should sell it in front of Beis Din because you're being Meshiv Aveda. This is Ashavas Aveda. And just like by Ashavas Aveda, you don't let the Aveda get destroyed. You sell it. So too here. And it's a machlokus, what this machlokus is dealing with. The Rav learns that this machlokus is before the item is ruined more than what an item would be ruined by itself. We're going to see in the next Mishnah that there are shiurim of what to expect an item to just automatically get ruined, or self-destruct a certain amount over time. It does that, gets ruined a little bit. So if it didn't hit that point yet, but you start seeing it ruin, this the Rav learns, and Rishonim learn, is what they're arguing about. The Nemuka Yosef, Tashanta brings, learns the opposite, that we're dafka dealing with a case where it's already on a trajectory that it's going to be ruined more than the standard amount that it would be ruined over time. And this is the machlekes that the Chacham held, that since it didn't lose its shear of being ruined totally, you don't have to sell it. And Reb Shimon Gamliel holds, since it's on its trajectory to be ruined more than what normally a fruit gets ruined, you should sell it.